Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
My name is Olga Martin. The story you're about to hear is about my daughter. Some portions of this story have been altered to protect the innocent. But the most important parts of this story are true. Thank you for listening.
In Denver, between South Alcott and South Bryant in 2015, a detective named Liz Andrews walked down an alley with a flashlight to look at my body in an overturned trash can. There were a colorful array of liquids, green, white, red, splashed on me. Liz could see the tattoos on my arms and my scuffed brown boots. I'm Zoe. Let me tell you about my murder. Liz had to go tell my mom, Olga. She was watching a movie with my stepdad, Michael. See, my mom was pretty cool. She lived in this converted tire factory loft. Michael had just asked her about going on a trip to Costa Rica before Liz came over to tell them I was dead.
What do you think about Costa Rica?
Ooh, I think it's a little far for a weekend getaway.
What if we make it longer than a weekend?
Would there be long walks on the beach?
Oh, every day.
And cocktails with little umbrellas?
Come on, hon. You deserve a break.
I'll ask Kiki and Walter about the place they stayed.
Is this Olga Martin's residence?
Yes.
I'm sorry it's late. I'm Detective Andrews with the Denver Police.
Is this about Zoe?
What's going on? Has she been arrested?
Can I come in?
Yes, of course. Look, I'm not naive. You wouldn't be here right now if there wasn't real trouble.
A neighbor found a young woman who was deceased in their alley earlier tonight. We believe that woman was Zoe.
You know, Zoe left her tablet here. Where is it? I'll just get a hold of one of her friends, and they'll know where she is.
Olga.
Hang on.
Please leave your message for...
No answer. You know, Luke will know.
Where was she found?
Between South Alcott and South Bryant near West Bayo Street. Can you tell me if Zoe has any tattoos?
She has a Marilyn Monroe and a beautiful rose. Here. Right on her chest. That picture in your hand is... Is that the girl?
Yes. We believe it was an overdose. Take your time.
Oh, God, it's Zoe.
It is. That's Zoe. Oh, God.
Let me tell you about my mom. Second-generation Cuban, working mom, style icon, overall badass. At least if you're asking me. Right from the start, I gave her trouble. Like that time when I was a little kid at the grocery store.
Zoe, do you want more tangerines? Zoe. Zoe?
In my defense, this time I was helping an old lady empty a cart.
Zoe!
The old lady said I was precious. I was. And what can I say? I was sassy. In case you were wondering, Michael, that nice-sounding guy you heard before, he's not my dad. Mom met him later. My dad was Denny. He had shaggy, long hair. He called me Cookie.
Hey, baby. How you doing, Cookie?
He drank a lot. Dad was a news cameraman.
Did you drive home?
That's what you've got to say to me. No, how was your day, honey?
Yeah, more on Dad later. But it wasn't all bad. Mostly. Mom made life fun. I think she was making up for the childhood she didn't have. She'd buy me toys, she'd buy me clothes, like a lot of toys. And a lot of clothes. Her parents were really strict. But sometimes she'd come to my school, sneak me out. I'd ask where we were going.
The movies.
Mom could be like some kind of fantasy movie version of a mom dreamed up by kids. I'll admit it, she was fun.
Zoe had lots of friends, so we'll need more chairs.
This is her at the funeral home after I died.
Why are her arms crossed? What is it?
We had to do it this way because of the damage.
What damage? Show me. Please.
Miss Martin.
Show me. I'm her mother. Do you think you'll make it any worse?
The funeral director gently folded back the blanket on me and uncrossed my arms. There were deep acid burns all along my arms.
What would do that to her arms?
Something caustic. Some kind of acid.
Of course my mom wasn't just gonna shrug that off.
It wasn't an overdose.
Why don't you come back? We'll talk.
Liz, the detective, had a lot of files on her desk when my mom went to see her at the station.
I'm sorry, Mrs.
You're sorry. Everyone is sorry. Olga. You can call me Olga.
Sit down, please. Olga. I know this is hard. There aren't any words that I can say to make things better.
She was involved with some bad people.
Your daughter?
Yes. She had a problem with drugs and she did things. Things to pay for those drugs. She was mixed up in something. I know she was.
I know. We'll get there.
Slow down. I know. Kids who get involved with drugs, it's not a reflection on her.
What if someone killed her?
Olga, your daughter died of a drug overdose.
Is that it? Another junkie overdoses? Who cares? Just another number? Another statistic?
No, of course not. Why do you think someone did this to her?
That photo. Are there more?
I don't think you want to see those.
Do you think it will make things worse? I just lost my daughter. There's nothing that can be worse.
You sure?
Just show them to me. See? Look! What's that? Zoe had acid burns. Someone wanted to hurt her.
It was an overdose.
Okay, so Zoe took too many drugs. She doused herself in acid and threw herself into that garbage can. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying things like this, they don't happen the way you think. If Zoe had problems with drugs, I'm sure you learned to expect the unexpected.
Somebody did this to her.
Here's a list of support groups. Parents who've lost children. I should have given it to you before.
That's it?
Olga, no one's a statistic. There's just not enough time or resources.
Now look, if we're being honest, it wasn't all sunshine and sparkle. I was a pain in the ass.
She's in kindergarten. You're expelling a kindergartner?
This isn't about judgment. Zoe is a wonderful child, but she kicked a boy off the monkey bars.
Maybe he was hogging the monkey bars. Did you ask her why?
She also spit on another boy.
Look, I know Zoe is strong-willed, she's sassy, and more sophisticated than some of these other kids. That makes it harder.
I'm sorry. Our decision is firm. Maybe the private school on the other side of town would be a better fit. They're more verbal. Here, it's about structure.
I kicked a boy named Aiden. Told my mom he deserved it. She was cool with it. Mom couldn't stay mad at me. I didn't exactly have consequences.
Who are all these kids?
Friends from school, neighborhood kids.
You spoil her, Olga.
Maybe I do. You know I never had a birthday party? My mother didn't believe in them.
Wow.
They saw Denny, my dad, stumbling around with a beer in one hand, my birthday cake in the other.
Cookie, it's time to cut the cake.
I must have thought Dad was just like really uncoordinated, holding the cake, beer in hand. Not great.
Here, Denny, let me take that.
Back off. Think I can't handle doing the cake? All this fancy pants stuff. This is about you.
Denny, you're going to drop it.
Now look what you did! Just like those bitches at work don't trust me.
Come on, Denny. Let's not do this.
While this was going on, I went and opened my presents early.
Zoe, stop that. That's rude. Oh, that's a cute shirt.
I don't know about other moms, but mine wasn't big on consequences.
Go try it on.
Dad wasn't done.
Denny, there's no one watching you. No secret cameras.
He stopped making sense. Mom tried to help.
You're on their payroll, aren't you?
We'd lay in bed with the door shut. I would ask if he was going to kill us with the kitchen knives.
No, baby. No.
In the end, there was nothing she could do. I don't know if it was his liver or his heart that gave out first. He died. Maybe this is where things went wrong. Classic, right? Daddy issues. Speaking of funerals, my friend Jay spoke at the funeral home when I died.
Zoe was my best friend. She had an energy that when she was around, you just knew it.
I'll skip over all the details as they might be used to incriminate junior me, but after Dad was gone, Mom decided on a change of scenery. We packed up and moved to Denver. That's Jade. He helped make a shitty situation better.
Loud, funny, her laugh. If you knew Zoe, you knew her laugh. It was infectious.
We'd hang out at the park. I know. I said I didn't want to move to Denver. Let's back up a little. In junior high, I did the goth thing and ate alone.
Hey.
Hey.
Come eat with us. What's your name? I'm Jay.
Zoe.
This is Evan, Paige, Taryn, Marta.
Jay tried to warn me when I wanted to eat the mac and cheese.
Don't! Legend has it, they make it with recycled grease from the deep fryer.
Mmm. Oh my god, that's crap! I fit right in. We weren't the kids trying to be popular, the geeks or the theater kids. Mom traded PR for house flipping while still looking chic, and I spent a lot of time just hanging out. Jay had weed.
Bought it off a guy. You smoke?
Sure.
Damn, girl.
We got stoned and played on the playground like 5-year-olds. I climbed on a jungle gym and said this. I'm king of the world. Mom met my friends.
Zoe.
Hi, Mom.
Zoe, don't you have homework?
I wanted to hang out.
Sorry, Mom.
My room was pretty awesome. My t-shirts were folded and color coordinated.
Damn, you are a spoiled brat.
My mom was working, and just before she was going to check on us, hearing our music, smelling our weed, I popped my head out of my room to ask her this. Hey, Mom, can you get me tickets and drive us to that concert we talked about?
What? When? And when did we talk about it? No, I'm busy.
Please. Spoiler alert, she took us. Mom did some 80s dance moves at the concert.
Your mom? Pretty cool.
She's my best friend. I meant that. She was fun. But in the car later.
Zoe, can you turn that down?
Maybe she shouldn't have tried so hard to keep up with a group of teenagers. Come on, Mom.
Come on, you. I've got a splitting headache.
Mom, that's a $400 purse.
Shit.
Just saying, life can be pretty simple if you make it that way. You gotta be like, trust no bitch and let it slide. Anyway, back to Jay at my funeral.
I guess I just want to say that the world has lost a beautiful soul. I miss you, Zoe.
Mom hugged Jay after.
Thank you. Jay, what was going on with Zoe? I know if anyone knows, it would be you.
She said she was in some trouble. I thought it was just more drama. There were some people.
What people?
I don't know. We didn't hang out much anymore. Zoe's gone. There's nothing we can do to fix that.
Mom laid on the sofa in the loft after, while Michael put away all the food people kept bringing.
Here's some chicken parm, or this pasta salad if you feel like eating something. Someone brought a whole plate of bagels and lox.
I loved a good bagel and lox. Mom remembered.
Where are you going?
Out.
Eat something before you go. Your dinner's on the table.
An everything bagel.
Of course.
Thanks. Love you, Mom.
Olga, are you okay?
I guess the bagel and lox finally did it.
I think someone killed Zoe.
What?
I told you about the scars. Okay, I went back and talked to that detective. I saw pictures of how she was.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have gone with you.
Would you have let me go or tried to stop me?
Zoe's gone. And you're still trying to save her.
Throw all this stuff out.
Yeah, frustrating my mom is kind of my thing. I started stealing credit cards and she wasn't dumb.
Where did you get the coat?
Like it? What, are you gonna make me return it?
We'll talk about it later.
Would consequences have made a difference? Depends on when you ask me that. Anyway, after I died, Mom didn't sleep much. Instead of sleeping, she'd go through my tablet. She'd pull up my Maps app and look for addresses that autofilled. That's how she found the Mexican restaurant. She went there. There was a big SUV in the parking lot. She went inside. But she felt awkward about it, so she left. She kept calling Liz. Liz wouldn't answer.
This is Detective Andrews. I'm away from my desk. Please leave your name, a detailed message, and a number where I can return your call.
So she went to the media. Mom was really mom about it. She wore a t-shirt with my picture on it. She told the news I'd been working as an escort. She told them about the acid. She told them I hung around with a rough crowd. The news mentioned that the coroner had not yet determined the cause of death. Mom had made noise. She wasn't going to be ignored.
Whether or not the Denver City Police will investigate remains to be seen.
Liz saw the news at the gym.
As of now, they have not returned our requests for comment.
Shit.
She called her boss.
No, I didn't know she was going to talk to the press. Okay, I'll take care of it.
Way to go, Mom.
Hello?
Olga, you should have let me know before talking to reporters.
I called you. You were avoiding my calls.
I wasn't avoiding your calls.
Are you going to look into what happened to Zoe?
Yes, let me handle it. You don't know what you're dealing with.
I'm dealing with whatever Zoe was dealing with until I find answers. If you want to help, go right ahead.
Liz went back to the station, still in her gym clothes.
I need the cause of death on the Mac O'Martin case. I do realize it's after hours, but you're there, right? Just get it to me as soon as you can.
She put a picture of me on a corkboard on her wall, just like in those TV detective shows. Meanwhile, Mom went looking for Jay.
Hello?
I'm looking for Jay. This is his apartment?
Jay's not here.
When is he going to be back?
He's gone to rehab. Oh, you're Zoe's mom. I'm so sorry.
You knew Zoe?
Everyone knew Zoe. She was really great, you know. Everyone loved her.
Do you know who she was hanging out with lately?
Well, Gabriel.
Gabriel?
Yeah.
Gabriel. We would make out in the hallway of the drug treatment center. My first love. And my first time. In rehab.
I'll tell Jay you were looking for him.
Let's back up before we get to rehab. I'd say we were kids being kids. Hanging out, smoking weed, drinking. But Jay was moving some serious amounts. He'd hook us up and there was always cash. This band was playing in a church basement. Pretty cool, right?
Lol.
Anyway, we'd get fucked up, go there, local bands. Some who made it big later.
I gotta go away for a little bit. My parents found my stash, they threatened to turn me in. It was that or rehab. I'm going to rehab.
Dude.
Yeah.
Here's where things start to get bad. Don't blame Jay, he warned me about the people who killed me. I'm gonna meet them on the next episode.